cancel Easter. In fact, 2,000 years ago, all the forces of hell tried that and failed. Join us for our spectacular drive-in Easter sunrise service at 7 a.m. in the Grace Place parking lot, or our incredible drive-in Easter service at 11 a.m. We're online Saturday 6 p.m., Sunday 9 or 11 a.m. at thegraceplace.com/watch. At The Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, praise God, you may be seated. Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, today we're going to continue with what we were speaking about yesterday and Monday, and we're going to talk about immunity in the community. We are immune in the kingdom of God from every sickness and disease in Jesus' name. Now let's continue with the service.
God will keep you and your loved ones safe because you're in covenant with Him. You have a covenant with God Almighty. If you receive Jesus Christ, the ark was the cross. The cross is your ark. The cross is your covenant. The cross is where the blood flowed. The cross is where He said, it is done, it is finished. The cross, that old rugged cross that Jesus was nailed to, He performed the miraculous of miracles, and He said, it is done. And everything that He said done is done. He said their healing is secured. He said their protection is cured. He said every salvation is available to anyone right now. He said, no matter what happens in the end times, I will take care of you. I will take care. He said, yea, though you go through the valley of the shadow of death, don't fear any evil. Don't worry about any attack, because God is with you. God's rod and His staff is greater than coronavirus. Come on. But you've got to get some in you. Amen. You've got to get some chutzpah. You've got to be strong in Christ. You've got to say, no, this will not happen to my family. No, this will not come near my children. No, this is not coming through my doors. We read Psalm 91. We've got three pieces of that on our webpage. 1 minute, 1.5 minutes and 53 seconds of me speaking from Sunday. Look at it. Get it in your spirit. God said, listen, they'll fall. 1,000 on your left and 10,000 on your right, but it will not come near you. That's God who said that. God said that. And you've got to believe that. And you've got to act like you believe it. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying be big deal, all high and mighty, looking down at people. We've got authority, you don't. No. We want to encourage people to use what God's given them, the authority that God's given them, and that they're in covenant with God. They can do whatever we can do, and we can do whatever Jesus could do. Because He said, what I do, you will do also. Remember that?
Right. Yes, He did.
Amen. So, what we do is we love people, we take all the precautions we can. Take the precautions. Wash your hands.
Come on now.
For goodness sake, what's the big deal? Wash your hands. If you have to wash it 5 times, wash them. Don't take unnecessary risks. Don't go into huge crowds because at this moment they don't know what's going on, where it's going on. Just take care of yourself. Use wisdom. Use what God's given you, but do not be in fear. Because I'm telling you, the thing that you fear will come in your life. And I'm telling you something now. He says, as you think in your heart, that's what you're going to live out of your life. And if I'm thinking corona, corona, fear, fear, I'm going to get it.
Amen.
And I don't want it, so I don't think it.
Amen.
I think the opposite. I think what God said. I call things that God said, how to call them. I do not look at the things that the world has got and say that I've got that too. He said, you are an ambassador of mine. And the country that I represent takes care of me as an ambassador. He clothes me. He blesses me. He protects me. He heals me. He takes care of my every need because I'm an ambassador for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And what he's done in heaven, his world is in the earth in my life. Can you be the same? You can rest in that. You can grab that from God. You can walk in the fullness of what God's got. Every one of us. Every one of us. Now, I want to read something to you that I was reading to my leadership. I don't even know if I read it to them, but I want to read this to you. This is Isaiah in chapter 60. What I'm going to read to you is something that is for us today. Verse 1. Look what it says here. Isaiah 60, verse 1. It says here, arise, shine. Arise, shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Amen. Now watch here. Verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Are you seeing darkness trying to cover the earth right now? Where's coronavirus? Everywhere. 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 God said he's translated you from the kingdom of darkness. That's where the devil abides. So the darkness comes from the dark. And he's bringing darkness across the earth. But look what God says here. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And deep darkness, the people, they'll get into fear. Have you walked in Walmart lately? You'll see fear. Have you been to the gas station? Where are you going to run to? Why do you have to fill everything up with gas? People are in absolute panic mode. And listen, I understand it. But this is what the devil wants. He wants us to get scared. He wants to be able to trap us. Now watch it. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Every one of you. His glory will be seen upon you. Listen to me. The Lord will arise over you. He needs us in the earth to do what he wants done, Pastor Mark. He's going to get his way whether we do it or we don't. His way will be done. And so he says, behold, the darkness will cover the earth and deep darkness of people, but the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you. Verse 3, and the Gentiles shall come to your light and the kings to the brightness of your rising. It is our time. It is the child of God's time to stand up and shine and rise and let the glory of God come through you to the people that are in the darkness, taking them out of the darkness, putting them into the light. He says in Psalm 119, verse 130, he says, your word gives understanding to the simple and brings light into your head. He says in verse 105, he says that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So now the darkness is covering the world. What do I do? Tell them don't fear. No, I say you haven't been given a spirit of fear. I bring the light of the word and I tell them what the word says and I bring light where there's darkness. Where they say I'm sick, we say to them, no, the Bible says by the stripes on his back, you are healed. Receive Jesus Christ. Get your healing. Get into the ark. God's going to take us out in the rapture one day. He's going to take us out of all the problems in the world one day. But while we're here, we are going to shine that light. We are going to be the gospel to these people. We are going to be the salt in the earth. And we're not backing down. We're not backing off. It makes no difference what happens. We are standing strong in Jesus Christ. Amen. And to all of you folks that come to this church and are part of Tradition Worship Center, we love you. We care about you. We want to help you. And to everybody else that's watching, if you haven't received Jesus, we want you to receive him and get into this ark that is created for the people that receive him. You can be born again today. I want you to say this. You're watching by way of the internet, listening on the radio, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, say this prayer with me. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, he lived and died. If you believe that, I want you to say this prayer. Because he said in John 3:3, if you're not born again, you can't see the kingdom of heaven. And verse 5, he said, you must be born of water, which we are, and of the Spirit, which is a new birth. If you believe it, say this prayer with me, because here's what he said in Romans 10, 9 and 10. He said, if you believe in your heart and confess it with your mouth, you'll be saved, that Jesus is Lord. So I want you to say this prayer with me at home. Get into this ark. Get into covenant with God. Get the blood washing over you. Get the stripes on his back healing you. Take advantage of what Jesus did, because he's done it for free. And he said, freely you can grab this thing. You don't have to pay for it. So I want you to say this prayer with me if you believe and you want to be saved. Today is a day. Tonight is a night. Now is a time. This is the hour. Don't wait. Grab it now. Salvation is here tonight. Say, Father God, I come to you tonight and I give you my life, my spirit, soul, and body. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me every sin I ever committed. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died so that I might live. Do you believe it? Then say it. He lived and died. I can't hear you. He lived and died. That's better. That I might live. And he makes me brand new when I receive him. Thank you, Lord. I believe you are the Son of God. You did live and die that I might live. You took my shame, my punishment, my sin, my sickness, and my judgment so that I don't have to. I thank you for that. And I receive it tonight. And I call you my Lord and my Savior. I make you my King. And I thank you for salvation. I believe it. I receive it. And therefore I walk in it. Tonight, I'm a born again, covenant, blood washed, child of God. Thank you, my King. I love you and I'll serve you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you said that, listen, watch us online. Watch us online. Watch other churches where they speak the word. You want the word coming at you. The word, the word, the word. Because it's the word that gets the job done. Don't forget, you can find us at traditionworshipcenter.com. You can watch us on Facebook. You just go to Tradition Worship Center on Facebook in the top corner, in the where you can log in or where you can put a request or search. You put Tradition Worship Center, then scroll down. On YouTube, same thing. Go in there, put the Tradition Worship Center, scroll down. You can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us on Facebook. You can watch us on Twitter. You can watch us on our webpage. We want you to get the word. And we will keep you informed if we're going to move into home sales only. But for now, I'm waiting for the rest of this week. You can contact us at our church. You can contact us with prayer requests and questions at traditionchurch@gmail.com. traditionchurch@gmail.com. That'll come up on the screen now. traditionchurch@gmail.com. You can look at us there. And then don't forget, for our daily prayer tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning, you can see it on the overhead right now. I'm sure it's on the screen. You can see that. 408-317-9253. And your ID when you put in is 397-991-391. So when you see those and you put it in, you'll be able to give a prayer request. You'll be able to pray with us. You'll be able to be part of what we're doing. You can send us prayer requests and questions. You can watch us live tomorrow morning on those streams that I told you. I'll be streaming Healing School tomorrow. We're going to bring a word about healing and health and how to stay healthy in Jesus Christ's mighty name. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us tonight. Keep the faith up. And remember this, victory is assured and God is risen. And God is on the throne and he's always going to be there. And he's chosen us as his children. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, everybody. I pray now, warring angels protecting you and your children, that you will stay healthy, wealthy, and wise, protected through the storms of life with your faith in the Christ, our King. In Jesus' name, and everyone agreeing said, amen. God bless you. We love you.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m.